Is there a teenager skulking around your house silent and brooding that you just wish you could get to talk? Maybe a new board game will do the trick. Dan Tibbs drew from his background as a police officer and hostage negotiator to develop a game to get information out of the kids. Dan Tibbs is on the line with us from the American International Toy Fair in New York City, and welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi.
What's the name of your game, and how does it work?
Well, there's two games that we have. There's an adult version called IdQuest, the lie detector game, and then there's a children's version called Liar Liar Pants on Fire.
And does this use real lie detector polygraph technology?
It uses the real technology of a polygraph. It's called the GSR, or galvanic skin response. This is one of the things it picks up. Now, there's no instrument in the world that can tell whether you're lying or telling the truth. All it does is it picks up emotions from your body. Remember the old mood ring people used to wear?
Sure.
Well, it's something like that, only with 10 times the technology. There's a little computer in the device that picks up things from your body, and it tells you what emotional response you're having to a given situation. In this case, questions.
Well, as I understand it, you provide the questions as well. What are some of the ones in the kids' version?
Well, the game was put together by about 30 child care professionals, including child psychologists, teachers, and other people who work with children. And the idea was to put questions out that would get the children talking to their parents about things they'd never normally talk about, things like sex and drugs and that type of thing. And it puts the kids in a play mode to begin with a silly little question, simple like, have you ever farted in the bathtub? Children love bathroom humor. And what it does is it gets them talking about things, and it puts them in the play mode. And then you open up with a question like, have you ever kissed a boy or a girl? And believe it or not, that's a bit of a sexual type of a question.
Hmm.
It opens the door then that now you can talk to your children about sexual age questions that are fitted to their age. There's a booklet that comes along with the game, and it suggests to the parents things they can talk about and bring it into their age group and things with that specific area.
Well, a lot of kids already think their parents are too nosy. This sort of meet the parents scenario, might it not create hostility?
You know what? Kids love to talk to their parents, and this really opens up the door. If you find out from kids what they really want to do is they want to talk to their parents. They're upset when their parents close the doors, and they're looking for an excuse and a reason to talk to their parents. Rule number one in our game is that a child cannot or should not be punished for anything in the way of a disclosure that they make with their parents.
Well, I have to ask, do you have children of your own?
Well, my children are growing up, and I've done a very good job with them. My son is 30 years of age, and my daughter's 27. She's right now doing a world trip. She's in Australia. My son is working and employed and has his own family, and I have two grandchildren.
Well, and I'm sure you would be glad to play this game with all of them. The adult version is a bit more complicated.
Well, it's actually, no, the complication is in the children's game. The adult game is strictly for fun. And there's all kinds of really interesting questions in the adult game. And again, it's just to evoke the type of things that embarrass you or make you laugh, which you think is funny. And even if it makes you a little angry, it still picks up an emotion from you.
Dan Tibbs, thanks very much.
Okay.
Dan Tibbs developed the game Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire. He was with us by, unfortunately, a very poor phone line from the American International Toy Fair in New York. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.
You love you so. I'll be unhappy. I'll let you go.